With Montana News, I'm Claire Menahan. For the second year running, the historic Lake McDonald Lodge will close for the season early because of a fire burning in Glacier National Park. Corin Cates Carney reports.
The Howe Ridge Fire continues to burn more than 3,500 acres on the northwest side of Lake McDonald. Evacuations were ordered for some areas along the lake last week, including for the lodge. The orders displaced more than 170 lodge employees, according to Mark Ducharme with Zantara Travel Collections, which operates the facility. He says no one knows how long the evacuation orders will last, and smoke filling the area is creating poor air quality.
While each day we were telling our employees that the likelihood of getting back in was slim, today we officially made that announcement.
Ducharme says the company will work to transfer employees to other properties run by Zantara in the region. He says ideally the Lake McDonald Lodge is open through the end of September, and there were 82 reservations booked each day for the remaining 45 days of the season.
From a business perspective, it's super disheartening.
Last year, the Lake McDonald Lodge closed a month early because of fires burning around Glacier. The east side of Glacier National Park remains open with no closures related due to fires. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
The Flathead County Sheriff issued an evacuation warning at noon today for residents between Moose Creek Road and Whale Creek Road, northwest of Polebridge, following significant growth of the Whale Butte Fire. There's more information about the evacuation warning on our website, mtpr.org. A federal appeals court says U.S. wildlife officials did not consider all environmental factors when it decided against designating a Montana fish as a threatened or endangered species. A three-judge panel of the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals today sent a lawsuit seeking federal protections for the Arctic grayling back to a lower court for further consideration. The Center for Biological Diversity sued for protections for the grayling. Jenny Harbine is an attorney for the center.
In today's decision, the Ninth Circuit has really given Arctic grayling in Montana a lifeline. Evidence points to an increasingly perilous future for grayling. Grayling are cold water fish facing dire conditions of low stream flows and increased water temperatures, which will be exacerbated by the effects of climate change.
The appeals court panel reversed U.S. District Judge Sam Haddon's ruling that the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's decision was based on the best available science. The appellate judges say the federal agency acted arbitrarily and capriciously in dismissing threats of high stream temperatures, low stream flows, and climate change. Montana's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate fell slightly to 3.7% in July, the lowest rate in more than a decade. Officials say Montana has seen an additional 3,400 payroll jobs in the last 3 months, including 900 jobs in July. However, total employment remains about level in July, indicating workers are switching from self-employment to payroll jobs. Montana's unemployment rate was 3.7% in July 2007, before the mortgage and banking crisis. It rose to a high of 7.4% in early 2010. The U.S. unemployment rate was 3.9% in July. Officials in western Montana are investigating after a woman drowned in a lake in the Bitterroot Valley. Ravalli County Sheriff Steve Holton says the 28-year-old woman from Florence was swimming in Lake Como yesterday afternoon when she slipped under the water and didn't resurface. The lake is in the Bitterroot National Forest, west of Darby.
With Montana News, I'm Rosie Costin. Portions of bone-dry western Montana could see dry thunderstorms and fierce winds this evening. Maybe even a few scattered showers, too. Edward O'Brien reports.
National Weather Service meteorologist Dan Zumpf doesn't mince words about tonight's weather forecast for western Montana.
This is going to be a very active period here through midnight. It looks like to be the most concerning thunderstorm period we have here in western Montana for the foreseeable future, so be prepared.
A red flag warning is now in effect until midnight for
mostly the forest south of Missoula, over north central Idaho and southwest Montana. We're expecting some lightning that may have new wildfire starts. We're also expecting some gusty winds with the thunderstorms.
Wind speeds could approach 40 miles per hour. The Missoula and Bitterroot Valleys are most likely to see those storms between 5 and 7 this evening. Sumpf describes northwest Montana as tonight's wild card.
All indications are that we're going to see more isolated lightning strikes, you know, maybe one and done, mostly high clouds and a few sprinkles, but I think they're going to largely miss a lot of the rain, but some of those fires up there near Glacier Park, especially on the south end, could get some of the wind gusts coming through Missoula and Point South very late in the evening, maybe in the 10 o'clock or so hour.
Speaking of rain, don't hold your breath for widespread wedding showers. The National Weather Service predicts that areas south of the Interstate 90 corridor have the best chance of getting brief, heavy rain, but that will be spotty at best. As of midday Friday, no measurable precipitation had fallen at the Missoula airport for 44 days. The record is 47 days. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.